First tonight, the ACT government says the virus that causes COVID-19 has been eliminated in the ACT. A geographically small pocket, yes, but the territory was on a much worse trajectory not that long ago. Several states are consistently recording no new COVID-19 cases for days in a row, but a particular milestone is in the Northern Territory. It's had no new cases for 3 weeks and has become the first jurisdiction in Australia to lay out a comprehensive plan to get life back to relative normality, albeit within borders that are still firmly closed. Let's start in the Northern Territory tonight with our reporter Oliver Gordon.
This is the Territory's roadmap to the new normal.
NT Chief Minister Michael Gunner addressing a socially distanced press pack in Darwin with details on how his government will peel back restrictions.
Because we are the safest place in Australia, we can do this before anywhere else in Australia.
From noon Friday, people in the NT will be able to use public swimming pools, water parks, go fishing with friends and play golf. 2 weeks later, Territorians will head back to the gym, borrow books from the library, get their nails done and start dining in at restaurants and cafes. And by June 5, people will be able to get tattoos, visit nightclubs and even play organised team sports.
Pretty relieved, actually. I think it's coming at perfect timing.
The easing of restrictions is welcome news for Alice Springs cafe owner Ange Badgerick, who has had to make major adaptations to her business to survive through the lockdown.
I think, if anything, it's going to bring the energy up in the town. You know, that vibrancy of having people sitting al fresco style outside of a business is just priceless. With everything shut down and people eating in their cars, which I've seen so often, it's just... I think we're going to start to appreciate outdoor seating a whole lot more.
But not everyone in the Territory is breathing a sigh of relief. Central Land Council CEO Joe Martin-Jard says the majority of his constituents won't see a great deal of change to their lives.
It's good for the town of Alice Springs and Tennant Creek, but it really doesn't mean a lot for people living in remote areas.
Strict biosecurity laws governing the movement of people in and out of remote communities will govern most remote communities in the NT until June 18. These harsh restrictions were fought for by the Central Land Council and others as the threat of COVID-19 first became apparent. But now Central Land Council CEO Joe Martin-Jard has raised the idea of easing these, should the health advice permit.
We'd like to see, if it's safe to do so, to have those restrictions lifted.
The Northern Territory is very close to being totally rid of the virus, with 25 of its 28 cases now fully recovered. But today, ACT Health Minister Rachel Stephen-Smith announced that jurisdiction had become the first in Australia to eliminate all known cases of COVID-19.
So thank you, everyone, but also keep up the hard work. In particular, if you have symptoms of COVID-19, please take the opportunity to go and get tested for COVID-19.
Across the country, restrictions are starting to ease, but there is variation. In New South Wales, gathering restrictions will ease from tomorrow, and students will return to classrooms by mid-term following a staged return. In WA, a state of emergency has been extended to May 13, but Premier Mark McGowan has announced a cautious relaxation of some COVID-19 restrictions in the state, including allowing indoor and outdoor non-work gatherings of up to 10 people. In Victoria, where a new cluster of cases was identified today at a Melbourne aged care home, restrictions will be reassessed when a state of emergency ends on May 11. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says 100,000 people will be tested for COVID-19 over 2 weeks before a decision is taken on easing Stage 3 restrictions.
With that data, with those test results, we will have options to ease some of the restrictions that I know are frustrating and challenging and difficult.
South Australia has gone over a week without recording a new case of coronavirus, and authorities have started easing travel restrictions within some parts of the state. And from Saturday, Queenslanders will be able to leave their homes for recreation, and the distance they can travel has been extended to 50 kilometres. With a string of recent cases, Tasmania won't follow the lead of other jurisdictions in easing social restrictions.
Oliver Gordon reporting.